In my middle school and early high school years, I was incredibly insecure. Now, when I look back, my habits that I decided to partake in really caused this insecurity. And a big thing I noticed when I look back at my life is the lack of discipline caused me to be insecure with myself. So a normal day for me a few years ago would be, okay, I'd wake up, I'd snooze my alarm probably multiple times, maybe 10. We've all been there, but this was like a constant thing every single day, okay? And if I didn't wake up early enough to do my makeup, I would like rush, you know, to eat breakfast, or maybe not, because half the time I didn't even eat a good breakfast. But I would get in the car, get in the bus, whatever, and do my makeup. Usually, if I didn't have enough time in the morning, I would scroll on my phone. And then right when I got to school, I would go to the bathroom and make sure that my face hadn't changed in the span of 10 minutes from me walking to the bus to school. Because if it did, then we were gonna have a serious issue. But of course it did, because school lighting is never great, but I put way too much importance on my looks. So here I was counting all the flaws in the mirror of the school bathroom. And, you know, finally the bell would ring, I'd have to run to class. And I mean, all throughout the day, I was just in a slump. You know, my posture was bad. But yeah, I'd go to lunch, I'd scroll on my phone a little bit more, I'd come home. And this is where the issue really started to occur. I would be watching TV, YouTube, mostly like binge watching shows, as long as I could. Like, no matter what I was doing, whether I was cleaning the house, folding laundry, eating, literally doing homework, I would be watching a show. And I could get through like an entire season in one night. So my sleep was lacking too, which definitely reflected on my state, my mental state. And honestly, it's safe to say that discipline was not a word I would use in my vocab. Or at all. Like, I just, discipline is a word I would use in a negative way, and that's about it. But on the weekends, it was even worse. I would wake up, I'd immediately go on my phone, I'd start scrolling. Then I would frantically, and I mean frantically, search for someone to hang out with. You know, anyone. I mean, it didn't matter if it was like a paper bag at that point. Well, no, I guess they had to have like a beating heart, but. So I'd scroll on my contacts, trying to make plans with someone, completely ignoring all my responsibilities with schoolwork and homework, whatever. And now once I did find someone to hang out with, we would spend the entire time on our phones. So safe to say, there was no discipline there at all. And when I look at that time in my life when discipline was non-existent, I realize how miserable I was. You know, I viewed my youth as a time to have fun, but not in a way to like, you know, enjoy your youth, have fun, but also still work hard. No, this was in a way where it was like, have fun and throw away all your responsibilities, you know, like you only live once. And I feel like I was kind of sold this lie on social media, you know, telling us to have fun while you're young, go out, drink, party, get with whoever you want. Because, you know, when you're older, you're going to have a job, you're going to have a family, you know, you're going to have to be responsible and you can't have fun anymore. And that's what I thought, but that is not true at all. When I look back to the time in my life where I did whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, well, of course, with boundaries from my parents because I was quite young, but I was incredibly unhappy. You know, I thought any sort of discipline was a bad thing. But somewhere along the line, I stumbled upon self-growth coaches and motivational speakers. When I say stumbled, I mean my parents spammed my phone with text messages of videos, showed me books, podcasts, blogs, articles, emails. And I was not interested for a long while. But then I finally gave in and I decided to kind of start this journey, although that's not what I intended. After starting this journey, I realized self-discipline is essential to create a life you love. without discipline, you're going to go in a direction of, well, nowhere, really. You're going to let external influences sway you to wherever. And in the long run, this is going to lead to a life of despair, confusion, hopelessness. But by staying disciplined with yourself, you can actually grow in your confidence. And that may seem weird, you know, because I always thought that I would gain self-confidence by doing whatever I wanted and, like, giving myself that free will. And also, like, you know, practicing, you know, just living a life I love and doing whatever I want. That's how I viewed how you achieve self-confidence. But that couldn't be farther from the truth. So self-discipline creates confidence. Because whenever you say you're going to do something, you're sticking with your word when you do it. And then when you realize that you stuck with your word, you accomplished whatever you need to accomplish, you're like, wow, I did a good job. And you're patting yourself on the back. You know, you're growing that confidence. Because let's be real. Working out isn't easy. Eating healthy isn't easy. Waking up early to be productive isn't easy. I could go on. The point is, it's not easy. But it is simple. And simple and easy, the way I differentiate the two is, simple means it doesn't require a lot of steps. It just requires building the mind like a muscle. And the more you use discipline, the more this muscle is going to grow. Now, to use working out for an example, I was one to not enjoy working out when I was younger. I played sports, like, here and there, but I was never one of those girls to, like, purposefully go to the beach to play volleyball, and I would never be the one to suggest the idea to bring a football to the beach. Like, that just wasn't, you know. Long story short, working out was not something I was interested in. I was definitely not motivated when I woke up. But I learned that in order to cultivate this discipline, I needed to have a strong why. Now, your why is like the reason why you do something, hence your why, or the reason you partake in an activity. Now, my first why for working out was not healthy because it was to look like someone else. And for one, that's not even possible to look exactly the same as someone. Even if we all ate and the same and worked out the same, we still would not look like that person because genetics are different, and that's honestly what's beautiful about it all. But we have to make sure our why is going to help us in creating a healthy mindset. So we'll just fast forward for the sake of this conversation and talk about that why that kept me going. I originally thought that I wouldn't have the discipline to go to the gym anymore if I wasn't doing it out of hatred for my body and wanting it to change. But I couldn't be more wrong, because by having a stronger, more valuable why, I had more excitement for the act of working out, if that makes sense. And my why was pretty simple. You know, I knew I wanted to live a healthy and successful life, and a big part of that is making sure you can control as much as you can control with your physical health. Now, obviously, we don't have the power to, like, completely change everything in our DNA or whatever, but we can live a healthy life by working out. So I wanted to feel strong and powerful, and ultimately, I wanted to be confident because I knew that taking control of any choices you make and following through with them grow your confidence. And I knew that I had to keep promises to myself in order to grow this confidence. So maybe you're lacking confidence. And every time you're going to follow through with something, you're like, I don't really want to do it. Just think about what life would be like if you were able to be, like, really confident in who you are. Let's put this into an example. Okay, say you have to wake up in the morning not wanting to go to the gym at all. But then you hear in the back of your mind your why. So you pop up out of bed, you know? Well, of course, after, you know, turning the two snooze alarms off, but you know what I mean. Some days you just roll out of bed. Some days you jump. I mean, as long as you get out of bed, you know? But now that you have a strong why, now that you've maybe taken some time to write that down, because I think it's really important to write that down. So maybe you have like a certain habit you want to start doing or a certain habit you want to stop doing. Write down the reason why, you know, what's the reason? Is it because you're doing it for other people, which that's not a very good reason? Unless you're doing it to help other people, maybe you want to like contribute to society, so by partaking in a specific habit, you'll be able to do that. But as far as like looking a certain way, you don't want to do that for someone else. But after you figured out your why, there are some tools that you can put in place. And I wanted to like name a few of them that have really helped me with cultivating self-discipline. So number one, you want to have a plan. You want to think ahead of time. You want to have a calendar. So a mistake I made when I first started working out is I would save working out until the very last moment of the day. So here I was at the gym at like 9 o'clock. Not great for your sleep. So I realized that along the way, and I decided to start going to the gym in the morning, first thing, so it's done. And this is also another great point. Do the hard things first. So maybe you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, like I have so much work to do today. I have to clean the house. I have to go to the gym. Okay, think about the hardest thing you have to do and just force yourself, you know, to do it. So maybe you're like, okay, I'm going to clean the house. Maybe that's the hardest thing you have to do. So then you do that. Then you feel so good about yourself because you did that really hard thing. Now, the second thing is to have an accountability partner. So when I first started working out, I would go to workout classes actually with my friend, and this really helped me to keep on track. It helped me to just have someone else to motivate me. Another thing is accountability groups. So I know when I go to like Bible studies or if I have one on my own, it's really helpful because then I am disciplined to read my Bible that week because I want to, you know, have something to say in group, or I want to catch up on what everyone else has been reading, you know, whatever it may be. When you have a partner, like a friend, or you're in a group where other people are learning the same things as you or wanting to learn the same things as you and doing the same activities, it's very helpful because when you see all these people around you, you're more motivated to partake in this activity yourself. Now, another thing, number three, this is visualizing yourself doing the thing that is hard to do, completing it, then feeling good about it. So what I mean by this, maybe you wake up and you have to give a presentation that day and you really don't want to get out of bed, but you have to prepare for this presentation. You know, you got to stay disciplined, you got to complete this task, and then you'll be free for the rest of the day. But you do not want to prepare for it. What I would do in this scenario is think about in your mind, visualize, like see the image of you getting out of bed, you putting on your clothes, getting ready for the day, reviewing your presentation, making the final touches, going into work or whatever, giving that presentation, doing a great job, giving yourself a pat on the back, and then feeling good about yourself after that you completed that task. And by visualizing that image, it almost makes you feel like you've already have done it. But then you know that what you visualized, you felt really good about it after. So now you're like, oh, I want to have those good feelings in real life. So anyway, that's just another little tactic that I'll use. Like if I don't want to get up, I'll see myself getting out of bed, see myself going to the gym. It's been very helpful just to have that mental image. Now, going into the last thing about self-discipline is that you need to know when you're lying to yourself. So when you're new to self-discipline, it's so easy to be like, well, I woke up today and I don't really feel like working on my podcast or editing it, recording it, so I'm not going to. You know, even though I usually do it this day, I'm not going to today. Now, this was me today, but I know that this is not a good excuse as to why I shouldn't. I had time today. I have the energy. Would I rather read a book or watch TV? Okay, maybe. Would I rather scroll on my phone and watch YouTube? Maybe, again. But that's only in the moment. In the long term, I would not want to be witnessing myself do that. So when you're first starting on your self-discipline journey, I guess we'll say, it's really easy to give in to your immediate desires of sleeping in a few more hours or, you know, whatever it may be. But in the early stages, I would say more often than not, you're going to give yourself an excuse that's not valid. The more you build discipline, the more you'll be able to discern if your excuses are excuses or if they're reasons that are truly valid. Recently, I had been working really hard in the gym. You know, showing up no matter how I'm feeling, unless I was like, you know, severely sick. But I had started to experience burnout. I was just physically and mentally exhausted. I was not with it. I wasn't enjoying my workouts. And sometimes it's hard to discern whether you're making excuses or have true reasons as to why you can't be following through with what you said you were going to do. So I find that looking into future you can really help with this. So in the position that I was in, I asked myself, okay, would taking a few days off benefit my future self? And I came up with yes, because I would mentally and physically be prepared for future sessions. Taking a few days or a week off wasn't going to hurt my progress so bad, really at all. So always look into the future and then determine whether what you're thinking is based off of wanting immediate gratification or if it's a true reason. And maybe, you know, resting could help me in the long run, which it definitely did. So that was a good decision that I made. And now this is something I want to add in here because there is such a thing as over-disciplining yourself, if that's even a concept. A word, I don't know, but there's definitely a balance. Just the other day, I told myself I was going to record content that day. And now this is just a schedule I created for myself. I don't have anyone telling me what to do, but I obviously wanted to follow through with my word. So I wanted to do that, but I had friends that I hadn't seen in a while. I wanted to say hi to them. I wanted to spend time with them. But I was kind of conflicted. I was like, do I discard my original idea and ignore the self-discipline so I can make memories with friends? Or should I stick with my original plan? And again, the idea of looking into your future self applies here. So I concluded that I could record this content another time and that spending time with my friends when I had the chance was something that I needed to take the opportunity to do because the opportunity to make memories isn't always there. So I realized these were very valid reasons and not simply excuses for procrastinating on work. Now, obviously, self-discipline is meant to enhance your life, not destroy it. So it is a balance. Now, in my personal convictions, I think some things cannot be balanced in self-discipline. In my mind, drinking, partying, doing drugs, whatever else in that area is not something that applies in this idea of balance, to me, at least. My future self wouldn't be happy if I was staying up late doing that, but she would be happy if I was having deep, meaningful conversation with a friend and was thinking about some, like, philosophical ideas. I don't know. You know, it would be more pleasant to do that. But with discerning things like this, I really like to look to God and biblical principles to also guide me in my decision. I know the more that I've grown in my relationship with Jesus, the more I'm able to discern when self-discipline is working in my favor or when I'm punishing myself. Because, of course, there is a balance. And I think with anything in life, true strength comes from God, and it comes from knowing when to take a step back and know that you're working too hard at times or maybe taking the wrong path. And sometimes we don't have enough strength for discipline. And I would actually argue that most of the time, I don't have the strength to be disciplined. But the more I've grown in my relationship with God, the more I've learned that I have to rely on Him for my strength. I love this Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 12:9, which says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So I know I've talked a lot about being disciplined with yourself, you know, and really holding these standards and following through with what you say. And of course, there are tools that you can put in place in your life to cultivate this self-discipline. But ultimately, I think that when we humble ourselves and realize that we can't rely on our own strength, that's when we'll have this new form found discipline. And that's from Jesus. And I would love to go in this more. So I think I'm going to make a whole nother episode, a sequel to this, part two, going over that. But all in all, self-discipline can look very different. You know, it can come in all different forms, but it can truly enhance your life, especially your self-confidence. It makes you believe in yourself. Because the more you follow through with these little promises you give to yourself, the more you realize you're capable of more and you can really live a fulfilling life. And I know for me, any period in my life where I'm really focusing on self-discipline, but of course still having that balance and relying on God, I do feel fulfilled in my life. And of course we're going to have those little slumps and we're going to go through those moments where we're like, eh, you know, but overall, if you can learn to cultivate the self-discipline, it's going to be worth it. And I hope that's something you can think about this week, but I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you let me know if you have any questions at all. You can DM me on Instagram at adriana.rafrano. You can reply to this podcast if you're on Spotify, and let me know what you think of it. And follow for more if you want to continue hearing about how to create the life you love, how to grow in your faith. And until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week.